哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起敬拜神，学习圣经的教训。
Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, I'd like to worship God with you and study the Bible together.
愿主耶稣与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
May our Lord Jesus be with us and bless us.
晚上跟大家来分享雅各抓住。
This evening, the topic I'd like to share with you is Jacob grasped.
我们知道雅各他是神所拣选。
As we know, Jacob was a chosen man of God.
后来他的名字被改成以色列。
His name was changed to Israel.
所以现在这个以色列这个名字一直还存留在这个世上。
And the name of Israel still remains today.
今天世界上所以会有以色列。
And that is why we have the Israelites today.
是因为有雅各。
These are the descendants of Jacob.
如果没有雅各，世界上就没有以色列。
Without Jacob, there would not be Israelites today.
所以晚上啊，我们要学习雅各怎么会被称为以色列。
So tonight we would like to study how Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
雅各这个名字本来它的意思就是抓住。
The name Jacob literally means grasping.
那么当他真正抓住的时候，
When he actually grasped,
他就得到以色列这个名称。
When he had grasped, he received the name Israel.
这是一个新的名字。
That was a new name.
所以我们晚上一起来分享。
And that is what we'd like to study tonight.
我们看创世纪二十五章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章。
Genesis 25.
在利百加怀孕的时候，
When Rebecca was child,
我们看到这个二十二节
Verse 22,
这利百加怀孕了，她是双胞胎。
Yeah, they were twins.
所以在她说孩子在她的肚腹里面在彼此相争。
The babies jostle each other within her.
那利百加就说，那这样我为什么活着呢？
And she said, why is this happening to me?
在很痛苦的时候，她就求问神。
So she went to inquire of the Lord.
那神就指示她。
And the Lord revealed this to her.
就两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来。
Two nations are in your womb, two peoples will come from within you.
这族啊，必强于那族，将来大的要服事小的。
One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger.
神对利百加所指示的。
This was God's revelation to Rebecca.
这是神的拣选。
And it has to do with God's sovereign choice.
神告诉他，将来大的要服侍小的。
God told her that the older will serve the younger.
然后到生产的日子。
On the day of delivery.
果然是双生。双子。
True enough, they were twins.
首先生下来的身体发红了，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫。
The first child was red; his whole body was like a hairy garment, so they named him Esau.
都是根据他们出生的时候的特征啊，给他们取了一个名字。
Their names were based on their characteristics.
那以扫就是有毛的意思。
Esau means hairy.
随后又生下以扫的兄弟啊，手啊抓住以扫的脚跟。
Then came Esau's brother, who grasped Esau's heel.
因此就给他起名叫雅各。
So he was named Jacob.
因为这个很特殊，出生的婴孩怎么会抓住这个哥哥的脚跟
？It is very extraordinary for a child to grasp.The brother's heel.
这个是雅各出生的时候一个最大的特征。
So this is the greatest characteristic of Jacob when he was born.
所以他父母就给他起名叫雅各。
That's why the parents named him Jacob.
意思就是抓住的意思。
Which means grasp.
从这个出生啊，就觉得很有意思。
So their births are very interesting.
为什么雅各在出生的时候会抓住以扫的脚跟？
Why did Jacob grasp Esau's heel when he was born?
这个到底是显明什么？今天对我们有什么样的教训
What does this indicate? What does it teach us today?
这件事情我想是出于神。
I believe this matter was of the Lord.
因为在母腹里面，神已经对利百加有很清楚的指示。
Because in her pregnancy, Rebecca was told very clearly by the Lord.
将来大的要服侍小的。
That the older will serve the younger.
所以在出生的时候就显出这样的特征来。
That is why there were such characteristics at their births.
应该这个不是出于雅各所能的。
It wasn't due to Jacob's own strength.
按照我们人来分析来了解，应该是不可能的事情。
Based on our own analysis, this is something impossible.
在我们除了雅各以外啊，世界上再也没有有多少双胞胎的出生，从来没有这样的记录。
There are so many births in this world, yet no one else than Jacob had grasped another's heel.
啊，证明说这件事情是出于神。
So this is a sign that this matter was of the Lord.
雅各会抓住以扫的脚跟。
That Jacob grasped his brother's heel.
这是神迹，这是神的旨意。
This in itself is a miracle in the will of God.
那这件旨意到底要显明什么？
What is the purpose of this will?
就显明神对利百加所说的这句话。
It is to confirm what the Lord said to Rebecca.
也是要显明今天我们的得救是在乎什么。
It is also to teach us what is the basis of our salvation today.
我们先看罗马书。
Please turn to Romans.
罗马书。
The book of Romans.
罗马书第九章
Chapter 9
罗马书第九章
Chapter
9我从十节看
Verse 11
说双子啊还没有生下来善恶还没有做出来只因要显明神拣选人的旨意不在乎人的行为乃在乎造人的主神就对利百加说将来大的要服侍小的正如经上所记雅各是我所爱以扫是我所恶保罗在这里就是在详细说明这件事情
Paul here further explains this matter
说在利百加怀孕的时候神就对他说
While Rebecca was with child God told her
将来大的要服侍小的
That the older will serve the younger.
为什么
Why?
说因为要显明神拣选人的旨意不在于人的行为乃在乎造人的主
In order that God's purpose in election might stand not by works but by him who calls.
这个告诉我们说今天我们的得救是本乎神的恩
This teaches us that we are saved by grace.
是神的旨意
And it is due to God's will.
神拣选人是本着他绝对的主权。
God chooses people according to his absolute sovereignty.
但是我们人往往会把这件事情来想到我们人啊，这人这一方面的有关人这一方面的因素。
But human beings tend to attribute salvation to their own choice.
所以常常会有很多不平。
That is why people feel that it is not fair.
为什么这个人就得救？这个那个人那么好，为什么不得救
？Why is this person saved while the other person who is such a good man is not saved？
所以这件事情呢，要告诉我们，这样的联想是错的。
But this verse teaches us that such thinking is wrong.
对，双子还在母腹里面，善恶还没有做出来。
Even before they were born, and even before they did good or bad,
神要显明他拣选人的旨意。
God demonstrated His purpose in election,
就是神绝对的主权
which is God's sovereignty.
所以他就做这样的决定。
So He made that decision.
因此，在雅各出生的时候
，When Jacob was born,
他会去抓住以扫的脚跟。
He grasped Esau's heel.
这是出于神。
This was due to God.
因为神要赐这个恩典给他
Because God will bless him
所以雅各他就抓住
So Jacob grasped
那以扫就是长子
Esau was the older son
要得到神的所应许的福气
He was supposed to receive God's blessings
父亲的祝福
And the blessings of the father
就是要长子才能承受这个福气
Because he was the firstborn son
虽然以扫生啊为长子
，But even though Esau was the older son，
神并没有拣选他。
God did not choose him。
神不喜欢他。
God was not pleased with。
神喜欢的是雅各。
God was pleased with Jacob。
所以事先说，将来大的要服侍神。
That's why he predicted that Jacob will。Esau will serve Jacob.
所以在出生的时候，神就给他这样给雅各这种很自然的，他本能，神给他，神让他抓住他的脚跟。
That is why God granted Jacob the instinct to grasp his brother's heel.
还要得到这样的福气
，so that he may receive his blessing.
这件事情告诉我们。
This event.
我们看到以弗所书第二章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
当神要把这个恩典赐给我们的时候
，When God gives us His grace，
我们看到第二章
，Chapter 2 of Ephesians，
以弗所书第二章，从第四节
，Chapter 2 verse 4，
说然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过患中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩啊！他这里保罗特别提到啊，今天神这样的爱我们。
Paul points out that God loves us so much.
本来我们是死在过患中的人。
Even though we were dead in our transgressions.
因为神爱我们的大爱。
Yet out of His great love for us.
也叫我们和基督耶稣一同活过来。
God raised us up with Christ.
叫我们得救。
So we may be saved.
在下面特别说明说，你们得救是本乎恩。
So he says it is by grace you have been saved.
再看到第八节。
Verse 8.
本乎恩到底是什么意思
？What does it mean by grace？
要我们了解第八节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
It is by grace you have been saved through faith.
这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
我们原是神的工作。
For we are God's workmanship.
在基督耶稣里面造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
为要叫我们行善。
To do good works.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这里就很清楚显明这一件真理。
So this truth is clearly revealed in this passage.
我们得救是本乎神的恩
We are saved by God's grace
就是神的拣选
Through God's election
如果不是神的拣选
Without God's election
没有人能到主面前来
No one can come to the Lord's
presence 没有人能够抓住主耶稣
No one can grasp Jesus
这个以扫是长子耶稣基督就是长子
Esau was the older son and so was Jesus Christ
今天我们是抓住了他与他一同复活
Today we grasped him and are raised with him
雅各就是这样生出来的
That's how Jacob was born
抓住脚跟这样生出来的
He was born by grasping
今天我们与基督一同活过来的
Today we are raised together with Christ
这个是本乎神的恩
This is by God's grace
也因着信
It is also through faith
抓住这个信
Grasping represents faith
这一件事情也是出于神
And this is also due to God
在这里说本乎恩也因着信并不是出于自己。
By grace through faith, it says this not from yourself.
出于自己的话，雅各绝对不可能。
If it were from himself, Jacob would not have grasped.
他不可能抓住以扫的脚跟。
He could not have grasped the heel of his brother.
这是我们最很容易了解的。
This is very natural.
所以我们要从这件事情去了解，今天我们的得救啊，我们能够未来相信耶稣基督抓住他得救，这个就出于神。我们对神要这样的认识。
So we understand now that it is from God that we are able to grasp Jesus Christ.
神所赐。
It is from God.
就赐下来就是恩典，白白领受。
This is a gift that has been given to us.
所以我们要知道这个是神的大爱。
This is all due to God's great love.
不是出于人的行为。
This is not by works.
也不在乎啊，定义的或者奔跑的。
It is not to the swift or the one who determines.
在罗马书第九章那里，保罗提到。
According to Romans chapter 9.
他就说圣经上有人说，那这样神是不是也不公平呢？
people would ask, does that mean, is God unfair?
他说啊, 神说要, 我要怜悯神就怜悯神, 我要恩待神就恩待神。
But God's answer is, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
神有这种绝对的主权。
God has absolute sovereignty.
所以不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的。
It does not, therefore, depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy.
只在乎发怜悯的神要施恩给神。
It is God who gives mercy.
雅各是我所爱。
Jacob I love.
以扫是我所爱。
Esau I hated.
就是这么简单。
It is as simple as that.
所以今天我们要感谢神。
So today we must thank God.
我们是有福气。
We are blessed.
不是我们好。
It's not because we are good.
是因为我们有福气得到神的恩待。
But simply, we are blessed with the grace of God.
得到神的怜悯,
and the mercy of God.
要爱惜这样的恩典,
so we must cherish such grace.
所以要抓住它,
we must grasp it.
这样的恩典既能临到我,
since we have received such grace.
要像雅各, 抓住它,
like Jacob, we must grasp it.
这个是神, 的工作, 神的恩典,
this is God's work and grace.
那怎么抓住它?
How can we grasp?
也因着信,
by through faith.
今天我们是, 如果, 没有用信心就抓不住它。
Without faith, we cannot grasp.
这个恩典呢, 这个最起初的这个恩典,
this is the way to receive grace.
就是要信心得来的, 信心抓住。
We must receive grace with faith and grasp it with faith.
圣经上怎么说?
What does the Bible say?
我们看一下, 马可福音,
please turn to Mark.
第16章,
chapter 16.
马可福音第16章,
Mark 16.
15节,
verse 15.
16章15节。16章15节。主耶稣对门徒说：“Jesus said to the disciples，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受死的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”这个就是啊，主耶稣这个福音呢，是要传给万民听。Preach
the good news to all creation.
这个福音就是得救的福音。The good news is the good news of salvation. 听到的人信而受死，必然得救。
And he who is believes and is baptized will be saved.
受洗就是重生。
Baptism is regeneration.
所以当你生下来重生了之后，你就抓住，牢牢地抓住这个信心了，就抓住了耶稣基督。
When you are born again, you must grasp Jesus firmly with faith.
像雅各，生下来就抓住，以扫的脚。Just as
Jacob grasped his brother's heel through faith.
所以人在受洗的时候，就是信而受洗。 信而受洗就抓住了,
That's why it says he who believes and is baptized. That means we must grasp.
为什么要受洗?
Why must we be baptized?
得救吗?
To be saved.
得救就抓住啊。
To be saved, we must grasp.
用信心抓住神的应许, 你就得救啊。
If you grasp the promise of God through faith, you will be saved.
但是呢, 不能放松。
You cannot let go.
要抓住, 牢牢抓住, 不放。
You must grasp firmly and never let go.
那就得到了神的这个应许。
Then you will receive God's promise.
所以在希伯来书3章14节那句,
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14 teaches
要将起初这个确实的信心坚持到底,
that we must hold firmly to the end the faith that we had at first.
就在基督里有份,
then we will come to have share in Christ.
基督就是长子,
Jesus Christ is the firstborn.
牢牢地抓住他,
we must grasp him firmly.
就在洗礼的时候, 这个信心啊, 不能改变,
and we the faith that we had when we were baptized must never be changed.
所以保罗在罗马书那里说,
therefore Paul stated in Romans.
我们看一下, 罗马书第一章,
we turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章,
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章16节,
verse 16.
罗马书1章16节,
chapter 1 verse 16.
说我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能, 要拯救一切相信的, 先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，是基督。
17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如今上所记，一人必因信得胜。啊，这里保罗在提到这个福音呢，是要是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的。
Paul mentions that the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
首先是从犹太人开始，然后就到了外邦人。
First for the Jews, then for the Gentiles.
那这个神的义就在这个福音上显明出来。
In the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed.
神的义就是神的恩典。
The righteousness is God's grace.
就是神的爱。
It is the love of God.
神的义啊, 要加在我们身上。
God's righteousness is imparted
to us.
So that we, the sinners, can become righteous.
哦, 那在这个福音上显明出来,
this is revealed through the gospel.
那这个义是怎么得来的?
How can we obtain this righteousness?
说是本性,
by faith.
由信来开始,
it begins with faith.
还要与助于信,
to, from first to last.
借着这个信心来持守,
we must hold firmly with faith to the end. Then we will obtain it.
得到什么?
What do we obtain?
得到耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ.
保罗说,
Paul says, to gain Christ,
我看万事像粪土,
I consider all things as rubbish.
什么都不抓,
I grasp nothing.
我只要抓住耶稣基督,
I grasp Jesus only.
我什么都有,
then I have everything.
我们看罗马书第八章,
please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章,
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章32节,
Verse
32. Romans 8:32.
Today, if you want to obtain righteousness, just grasp Jesus and you will have everything. God has given us His only Son, Jesus Christ. We must grasp Him.
万物,
then He will give us all things.
白白的事情,
all things freely.
所以我们今天呢,
this is Paul's understanding.
像雅各一样,
like Jacob.
神既然拣选他,
God chose Jacob.
他把以前看为最宝贵的都看成有损的、有害的，把万事都看成粪土，不要得到基督。
I'm sorry, like Jacob, Paul was chosen by God, so he considered everything rubbish to gain Christ.
就是像雅各一样,
like Jacob, he grasped.
我们看到第八章的, 罗马书第八章,
let's read Romans chapter 8.
第八章我们看到第28节。Verse 28. 说我们晓得万事互相效力，都叫爱神的人得益处啊，就是按他旨意被造的人。29节。29. 就因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Those God foreknew, that includes Jacob.
肚腹里面神就知道他遇见他了,
because while he was in the mother's womb, he was already chosen.
他是神所拣选,
he was chosen by God.
所以预先就定下要效法他的儿子,
God predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son,
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ.
他在我们众弟兄当中做长子，叫我们抓住他，效法他。
He is the firstborn among many brothers, so that we may imitate him and grasp
him. 所以这个抓住这个信心就有两项的功能在里头。
Therefore, there are two functions for grasping faith.
第一个是我们得到这个恩典。
The first is to receive the grace.
第二就是我们要效法他。
And the second is to imitate
Christ. 所以这个抓住主耶稣就是要效法。
So grasping also means imitating Christ.
我们要跟随他,
we must follow Him.
这样才能得到神所应许的福气。
Then we will receive God's promised blessings.
雅各抓住以扫的脚跟,
Jacob grasps Esau's heel.
今天我们也要抓住, 在我们重生的时候, 生下来的时候, 牢牢抓住, 永远不忘。
So today, since our rebirth, we must grasp Jesus and never let go.
好, 第二,
secondly,
这个雅各抓住了长子的名分。Jacob
grabs the birthright.
我们看回来创世纪。Please
turn to Genesis.
那这里是初一，看到这个雅各。This
is regarding Jacob.
当他长大，渐渐长大之后。After
he grew up.
这个是雅各，他知道，长大之后，他知道他想要的是什么。He
knew what he was supposed to get.
25章我们在看到说两个孩子渐渐长大，27节。
25:27.
这个以扫就善于打猎，藏在田里。Esau
was a skillful hunter.
那雅各为安静，常住在帐篷里。While
Jacob was a quiet man staying among his tents.
两个人就显出啊，他们所要的、所追求的不一样。So
their pursuits were different.
以扫他就 善于打猎，他就常常在田里，他的心啊是在田里。
Esau's heart was set in the open country.
当然他的人也在田里。
So his being was in the open country.
但雅各为人安静。
Jacob was a quiet man.
安静的人比较会是思想。
Quiet men are more introspective.
雅各这个人很有智慧。
Jacob was wise.
因为看到一个人啊，懂得安静的人，他一定是一个有智慧的。
A quiet man is a wise man.
他会思想。
Because he thinks.
所以雅各是一个安静的人，是一个有智慧的。
Jacob, being a quiet man, was very wise.
当然，这个智慧是神赐给他的。
Of course, this wisdom was from God.
好像他会抓住，这个是神赐给他的。
Just as he was able to grasp because of God.
长大以后就显出啊，神给他的智慧啊，很特别。
When he grew older, he manifested God's given wisdom.
他能够应用神给他的智慧。
He made use of God's given wisdom.
所以他的心在帐篷里。
His heart was among the tents.
所以他常住在帐篷。
He stayed among the tents.
那两个人追求的就不一样。
They had different objectives.
两个人想要的就不一样。
They had different goals.
但是雅各，看到有一天，就是二十九节。
Verse 29.
这个特别要记得这一天的来到。
We must take note of this day.
这天也是雅各等很久了。
Jacob had waited for this day for a long time.
要得到，就是要等候到神给他的机会。
He waited for God's opportunity.
一个人能得到，能够抓住，那是机会。
In order to grasp, we must be given the chance first.
一个人能成功，还是这个抓住神给的机会，这是很重要。
It's important to grasp God's chance to succeed.
传道书里面说啊，快跑了，不一定赢。
Ecclesiastes tells us that the race is not to the swift,
在乎啊，当时的机会。
But it is up to chance and time.
但这个机会啊，是神所赐的。
And this chance is from God.
雅各啊，他一直等到这个机会来到。
Jacob waited for this chance.
二十九节就有机会来到。
Verse 29, the chance came.
这一天呢，就是雅各他在熬汤的时候。
When Jacob was cooking some
soup, 以扫从田里回来。
Esau came from the open country.
他累昏了。
Famished.
这个是很重要的一项。
This is important.
累昏了。
He was famished.
那这个以扫看到雅各，这个以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这个红汤给我喝。”
He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of the red stew. I'm famished."
雅各这个时候啊，看到我这个时候机会来了。
Jacob knew the chance was here.
就对他说：“你今天把长子的名分卖给我。”
He said, "Give me your birthright."
那以扫说：“我就将要死了，这个长子的名分对我有什么益处？”
And he said, "What good is the birthright to me? I am about to die."
所以以扫很高兴，他就答应了。
以扫gladly consented.
他看这个红肉汤比长子的名分更宝贵。
He considered the stew more important than his birthright.
对他来讲更有好处。
Benefited more.
所以他就答应了。
So he agreed.
雅各就说：“那今日你对我起誓。”
Then Jacob asked him to swear to him.
这个起誓就是说，在神面前，神作证。
In other words, God will be their witness.
神作证这个是绝对有效的，这个是跑不掉的。
With God's testimony, the swearing is confirmed.
这也是雅各的智慧。
This was Jacob's wisdom.
要得到神，一定要从神，要从神。
He knew that whatever he grabs must be from God.
所以现在他要说你向我起誓。
So he told Esau to swear.
那以扫就起誓了。
Esau did.
把长子的名分就卖给雅各。
And sold his birthright to him.
那雅各就把饼了，红肉汤都给了。
And Jacob gave him the stew and the bread.
以扫吃了喝了，很高兴，他起来就走了。
Esau ate and drank and got up and left.
他得到了他所需要。
He got what he needed.
那雅各也得到他所需要。
So did Jacob.
得到了长子的名分。
He received the birthright.
以扫呢，把长子的名分卖掉。
But Esau sold his birthright.
这里说，这个就是以扫轻看他长子的名分。
So Esau despised his birthright.
以扫所轻看的，雅各也看重。
What Esau despised, Jacob highly esteemed.
今天我们看到这个世上的人也是一样。
This is the same with the people of the
world. 每一个人就是一直抓，想要抓住自己所看为最好。
Everyone grasps what he thinks is most important.
但是，到底哪样是最好的？
But what is? Only the end will tell.
很多人说，能够赚全世界的财宝就这样。
Many people think that gaining the whole world is the best.
主耶稣说，你赚个全世界，如果丧失生命，还有什么意思？
But Jesus says, what good does it do if you gain the whole world but lose your soul?
但是有些人他不了解。
But many people don't understand this.
他像以扫一样，在田里看到他喜欢的是这些啊礼物。
Esau in the open country yearned for the games.
啊，一直到他累昏了。
Until he became famished.
为什么会累昏？
Why was he famished?
如果以扫没有累昏了，雅各没有机会。
If he wasn't famished, Jacob had no chance.
他哪里会卖给他？我操，长子的名分，红豆汤跟我换，哪里这么便宜？
How could he ever sell the birthright to Jacob with?
他不会答应。
He would not have agreed.
所以以前他不敢提出这个要求啊。
That's why Jacob never mentioned this exchange.
他这一天来到，他就有机会了。
But this day came and the chance came.
以扫累昏了。
Jacob, Esau was famished.
为什么会累昏
？Why was he famished？
因为他越来越喜欢这些猎物。
He loved the game.
他的心被这些猎物吸住了。
His heart was attracted by his.
他已经忘记了他有多少的力量。
He had forgotten his strength.
他以为他是超人啊。
He thought he was Superman.
看到想要就要要，就要得到。
He wanted to get whatever he could see.
所以他一直追，一直追，一直打。
So he kept pursuing and hunting.
打到他的力量全部用尽。
Until he exhausted his energy.
甚至于头都昏了。
And he lost his mind.
已经快要死了。
He said, "I am about to die."
所以他就看中红豆汤了。
So he.Yearn for the soup.
所以这样的情况下，红豆汤是比长子的名分更有好处啊。
In his condition, it is true that the lentil stew was more important than birthright.
所以就把它卖掉。
So he sold the birthright.
这个是对我们做警戒啊。
This is a warning for us.
今天我们神的儿女
，as children of God，
我们已经得到这个名分，在基督里面就是长子的名分。
In Christ, we have received our birthright.
不要再卖掉。
Let us not sell it.
很多人因为追求世上的这些啊。暂时的，把这个永远的卖掉。
Many people in an effort to seek the things of the world sell their eternity.
很可惜。
It's very unfortunate.
他最后啊会后悔。
They will regret one day.
绝对会后悔。
They will surely regret.
因为到最后，以扫就痛哭了。
That's why Esau in the end wept bitterly.
没有办法改变。
But he could not bring about a change of heart.
永远不能改变。
He could never bring about a change of heart.
后悔也来不及，没有用。
The regret was too late.
真可惜。
It was very unfortunate.
但是雅各，他抓住了这个仅有的一次的机会。
But Jacob grasped the only chance he had.
他得到。
He got it.
他抓住了。
He grasped.
所以他得到。
So he got it.
所以说，我们今天呢，要像雅各。
Today we must learn from Jacob.
我们的心在哪里
？Where is our heart?
主耶稣说，钱在你的钱，你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be."
所以今天如果说我们像一般世人想要发财，我们的心一定是在世界。
If like the people of the world, all we want is being rich, our hearts will be in the world.
如果今天我们是想要得救，那我们心一定在教会。
But if what we want is salvation, our hearts will be in the church.
那跟你看中哪一样
？So it depends on what you want.
如果起初的信心呢，坚持了，那你一定会看中，像雅各一样看中这个永远的得救。
If you hold firmly to the faith that you had at first, you will be like Jacob.
如果信心没有坚持，那么可能就会被世界这些啊所诱惑，我们会变成像以扫一样追求那些猎物。
But if you do not hold firmly to your faith, you will be like Esau and hunt in the open country.
渐渐看清了这个得救，淡忘了这件事情。
Gradually, you will despise your salvation.
到最后，甚至于说这个根本没有价值，有什么益处，丢掉。
In the end, salvation will become totally worthless to you, something you can easily trade off.
很可惜啊。
That will be unfortunate.
一定会后
悔。You will surely regret.
所以说呢，我们从要效法这个雅各。
So we must learn from Jacob.
好好的想，看得准，看得对，抓得很好。
Look clearly and grasp accurately.
该抓的要抓住。
You must grasp the things you are supposed to grasp.
不该抓的呢？不要了，这个发挥这个力气。
And don't waste your energy on things you don't need to grasp.
这样我们才能真正得到神所应许的永远的福气。
Then you will truly receive the eternal promise of God.
那这个长子的名分呢，是神啊，神赐给我们。
The birthright is given by God.
我们看到以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians.
就是要让我们得到天上各样属灵的福气。
We will receive all spiritual blessings in the heaven.
所以神才赐给我们这样的名分。
That is why we have received such an identity.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章第三节
Verse 3,
这里说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如
Four.
神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。第五节
Verse 5,
因为爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。神是在基督里面赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
God has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ.
为了让我们得到这个福气第一，在基督里面拣选我们，像雅各一样。
To do that, He first chose us in Christ.
拣选我们，让我们重生，洗净我们的罪，使我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
He gave us rebirth and washed away our sins so we can be blameless.
然后又赐给我们，爱我们，然后赐给我们这个福气，所以呢，让我们借着耶稣基督得到儿子的名分。
Out of His love for us, He gave us the adoption as sons through Christ.
所以我们要牢牢抓住。
So we must grasp this firmly.
信心不能退后。
We cannot slack in our faith.
信心退后就很危险。
If we slack in our faith, it will be dangerous.
那再来就是这个雅各抓住神的祝福。
Jacob grasped the promise of God.
我们看到创世纪。
He grasped the blessing of God. Genesis.
创世纪。
Let's read Genesis.
三十二章。
Chapter 32.
创世纪三十二章。
Genesis 32.
三十二章这里看二十四节
，Verse 24，
三十二章二十四节
，32:24，
这里说只剩雅各一个人，那么有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就灭了。那人说天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说你不给我的祝福我就不容你去。这一段就是记载雅各因为要跟他的哥哥以扫见面。
This passage tells us about Jacob's meeting with Esau.
他很怕。
He was very afraid.
他求神要拯救他脱离以扫的手。
He implored God to save him from his brother's hand.
因为他怕以扫来了，把他杀掉，连他的妻子儿女全部杀光光。
He was afraid that Esau would kill him as well as his wives and children.
这件事情唯有神能救他。
Only the Lord could save him now.
所以他恳切地向神祷告。
So he prayed with importunity.
他把一切事情安排好，他就晚上他不敢睡觉，一个人就在那个医馆。
Having settled everything, he dare not sleep but prayed alone.
那这是一个祷告很特殊。
His prayer was special.
是有一个人来跟他摔跤。
A man came and wrestled with him.
他把他摔倒。
He wanted to defeat him.
但是摔不倒，很奇妙。
But he could not overpower him.
一直到黎明都没有被摔倒，这个雅各没有被摔倒。
Even until dawn, Jacob was not overpowered.
那个人到最后看到黎明了。
When the man saw that the day was dawning,
不能再摔了。
He could not continue.
就把他的大腿窝摸了一把，他就扭到。
He touched Jacob's hip so that he was wrenched.
那这个时候那个人就说了。
Then this man said,
这个摔跤已经结束了。
Let's end this wrestling.
那个人说呢，天都黎明了，让我去吧。
Let me go for this daybreak.
雅各就抓住他。
But Jacob grasped him.
说你不给我祝福，我不容你去。
I won't let you go unless you bless me.
为什么雅各要求祝福？
Why did Jacob seek blessings?
他 他知道这个人是谁。
He knew who this man was.
不是普通人。
He was not an ordinary man.
但是在昨天晚上。
Last night.
他知道。
He knew.
他跟他摔跤了。
Because this man wrestled with him.
为什么没有被摔倒？
He knew why he wasn't overpowered.
神跟他摔跤，为什么没有把他摔倒
？Why couldn't God overpower him？
我们知道这个人是谁。
We know who this man was.
这个人跟雅各完全一样。
This man is just like Jacob.
力量相同。
He is comparable to his strength.
神就是借着这样的，其实这个就是雅各他的本身。
And God uses Jacob's own person.
一个人能胜过自己，那就真的得胜。
When a person can overpower himself, he has won the battle.
胜过别人没有什么，没有什么好夸的。
There's nothing to boast when you overpower another.
你胜过自己，这样的人才是真正得胜。
But you are truly triumphant when you overpower yourself.
所以神就借着像雅各完全一样的一个人来跟他摔跤。
So God used a man who was identical to Jacob to wrestle with him.
所以这个人所使用的力量就是雅各所有的力量。
So the person's strength was Jacob's strength.
但是雅各为什么没有被摔倒？
Why wasn't Jacob overpowered?
因为他尽全力。
Because he gave all he had.
他不敢不尽全力。
He dare not not give everything.
如果他有一点点，他尽了90%的力量，他就被摔倒。
Had he given only 99%, he would have been overpowered.
但是因为他一直都是尽全力。
But because he gave all that he had all the time.
所以一直都是平手。
It was a tie all the way.
坚持到底。
He persisted to the end.
主耶稣有一句话。
Jesus says.
说，末日来的时候。
When the last day comes.
唯有坚持到底的，必然得救。
Only those who believe to the end will be saved.
这个就是一个信心的坚持。
That is the persistence of faith.
坚持到黎明，黎明就是耶稣来了。
Daybreak represents the coming of Christ.
这个时候啊，就得胜了。
And you will win the struggle at that time.
因为没有被摔倒。
Because you are not overpowered.
所以他就抓住神。
Jacob grabs God.
抓住神，要求神给他祝福。
He asked the Lord to bless him.
结果那个人就问他的名字。
And this man asked, "What is your name?"
说你叫什么名字
？What is your name?
他说我叫雅各。
Jacob.
雅各什么意思？
What does Jacob mean?
当然就是抓住的意思啊。
It means grasp.
那个人说：“你的名字不要再叫雅各。”
And the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob."
现在要叫以色列。
But Israel.
因为啊，你与神与人较力都得了胜。
Because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome.
真正抓住了。
He had truly grasped.
真正得胜了。
He had truly overcome.
所以他不需要再叫雅各。
Needed not call Jacob anymore.
改名叫以色列。
So his name was Israel now.
我们能将这个信心坚持到底，抓得牢牢的。
If we hold firmly to the faith to the end.
到黎明的时候，耶稣来的时候。
Then when daybreak comes or when Jesus comes.
一切都结束了。
Everything will be over.
不用再抓了。
We don't need to grasp anymore.
面对面看见主。
We will see the Lord face to face.
要领受神的祝福。
We will receive the Lord's blessing.
这个就是以色列。
This is Israel.
所以今天这个以色列这个名称啊，是很荣耀的一个名称。
Therefore, the name Israel is a glorious name.
这个名字是雅各的新名字。
It is the new name for Jacob.
非常荣耀的名字。
It is glorious.
一直到现在，全世界的人都在讲以色列。
Even until today, the name Israel remains.
几千年来很出名的一个名字。
It is a famous name for the past thousands of years.
世界上没有另外一个名字比这个更出名。
There's no other name on this earth that's more famous.
除了我们的主耶稣以外。
Other than the name of Jesus Christ.
所以这个是很荣耀的一个名字。
This is a glorious name.
一般人能够胜过人，不能胜过神。
We can overpower other human beings, but not God.
雅各既然是一个胜过神、较力、胜过神的一个人。
But Jacob struggled with God and overcame.
所以他称为以色列。
He was called Israel.
当雅各就问说：“你请你告诉我你们叫什么名字
？”Jacob said, "Please tell me your name."
那个人说：“你何必问我的名字？”
But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?"
那就给他祝福了。
Then he blessed him there.
那个时候，神的名还是隐藏的。
Because God's name was still concealed.
耶稣来的时候才显灵。
It was only revealed when Jesus came.
那么， 雅各啊，就给那个地方起名叫比努伊勒。
And Jacob called the place Peniel.
就是神的面。
Which means God's face.
意思是说我面对面看见神，我的性命能保全。
Saying it is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared.
这个安然见主。
This is what it means to see the Lord's face.
我们在信仰上是不是得胜，那就要看看是不是能够安然见主。
Whether we have overcome in our faith will depend on whether we can see the Lord confidently.
那我们一定得到神的祝福。
If we do, then we will be blessed by God.
能够安然见主，必定得到神的祝福。
If we can see the Lord with confidence, we will surely receive His blessing.
这真的是抓住了。
Jacob grasped.
哎，这个是我们的榜样。
That is our example.
那今天我们在信仰上效法这个雅各。
So today in our faith, we must imitate Jacob.
我们明白神拣选的这个旨意，这个是不是大恩典、大福气
？We must understand that God's election is His great grace.
爱惜这个名分，这个大福分，要爱惜，要抓住。
We must cherish this wonderful identity and blessing.
信心啊，永不退后。
We must never decline in our faith.
坚持到底。
We must endure to the end.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
最后我们看这一节圣经。
Let's finally read this verse.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章
Hebrews chapter 10
从三十六节看
Verse 36
希伯来书第十章三十六节
Hebrews 10:36
你们必须忍耐使你们行完了神的旨意就可以得着所应许的因为还有一点点时候那要来了就来并不迟延只是义人必因信得生他若退后我心里就不喜欢他我们却不是退后入尘的那等人乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人、啊、这个就是雅各的得胜
This was Jacob's victory
这个时候当主耶稣再来的时候
When Jesus Christ comes again
就还一点点时候就要来了、啊、
In a little while he will come
那个时候义人必因信得胜
Then the righteous will live by faith
谁是义人
Who are the righteous
蒙神称义的人
Those who are credited as righteous.
我们受洗重生了。
Those who are born through baptism.
因信得生。
We live by faith.
所以如果信心退后，那就不好。
But he will not be pleased if we shrink back.
神就不喜欢像以扫一样。
God will not be pleased with us just as he wasn't pleased with Esau.
如果我们信心保持坚持到底，像雅各，那雅各就是神所爱。
But if we endure in our faith to the end, like Jacob, we will be pleasing to God.
这里说我们不是退后入尘的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人，像雅各。
We're not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved, just like Jacob.